From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A privately funded rocket plane soared momentarily into the blackness of space today and then landed safely. It accomplished that feat for the second time in a week. The team that built the vehicle, known as Spaceship One, has been competing for a $10 million prize, and today's flight means the money will be theirs. Here's NPR's David Kestenbaum.
The XPRIZE was modeled after a similar prize won in 1927 by Charles Lindbergh for his solo flight across the Atlantic. The idea then was to spur the aviation industry. Today, to spur space travel. Spaceship One went not across an ocean, but straight up to an altitude of over 62 miles. The pilot, 51-year-old Brian Binney, became an astronaut. Afterward, he stood on the plane and held out an American flag. He said the experience was hard to put into words.
It's a fantastic feeling. There's a freedom there and a sense of wonder that, I tell you what, you all need to experience.
Bert Rutan, the aerospace engineer who led the project, opened a bottle of champagne and drank straight from the bottle. He promised this was the beginning of a new space era.
I absolutely have to develop a manned space tourism system that's at least 100 times safer than anything that's ever flown manned to space.
Today's flight carried a pilot and the weight of 2 passengers up to an altitude of over 62 miles. It will earn Rutan's team the $10 million XPRIZE, and that means, of course, the people sponsoring the prize will have to pay up. Elon Musk made millions with the online payment service PayPal, and he was one of a number of people who contributed the prize money.
I think I was hoping that exactly this would come out of it, that somebody would win the XPRIZE and that it would get a lot of attention and the public would get excited about space. You know, it's really about spurring public enthusiasm about space travel again. You know, in the absence of the XPRIZE, I think there's really not a lot of good news in space. In manned space, is pretty dismal right now.
Musk now runs a company called SpaceX, which he hopes will one day carry passengers all the way up to orbit. There is one loser in this, and that is a so far unnamed insurance company. The XPRIZE organizers, rather than raise the full $10 million, bought what is known as a hole-in-one insurance policy. The insurance company, for a premium, agreed to pay roughly half the prize money, gambling that no one would win before the prize's expiration date. Charles Lurio has always believed someone would win. He's an engineer and space activist who went to California for Spaceship One's first flight in June. The night before, he slept on the floor in an aircraft hangar. He watched today's flight from his home outside Boston.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled, and but now we got to get on to the hard business, which is building an industry out of the dream that the XPRIZE has demonstrated.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would help regulate the industry, offering companies some protection from lawsuits if passengers sign a waiver before they fly. Airline mogul Richard Branson last week announced plans to build a version of Spaceship One and sell tickets, a single seat costing perhaps $200,000. Like Spaceship One, the craft would not reach orbit. Passengers would be treated to an impressive view and a few minutes of weightlessness. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.